O death, after this, rafting from my front door. The horse flies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a tune called The Day Before Halloween. A rather manic tune written by Casey Dreeson. And preceding that, A Conversation with Death from his album Oog on Red Shoe Records. Casey Dreeson, amazing five-string fiddler. And a brand new album from him. It's not yet been released, but he had advance copies at the Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet gig a couple of weeks back. Amazing. Great fiddler. A pretty stunning version of O Death. Before that, we heard The Horseflies from New York State. Their new album is called Until the Ocean, and that was Rafting from my front porch. Front door, rather. And that's on Pest Control Records, Rafting from my front door. It's just about 9:15 here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to carry on in a fairly sort of upbeat vein for the next track from the Shugs, from Shugle Nifty, from their not their latest album, but one of their albums called Solar Shears, and this is a tune called the Hebab. And we will then follow that with Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, with some very strange... The Hijab, this is. Some very strange things coming at you next. After this, from the Shugs. They're in town at the end of next month, on the 29th of November. Shugle Nifty. Thank you.
I said there's strange things that happen every day. There is one thing I don't know. Things are happening, never happened before. Strange things are happening every day. Ships are sinking in the ocean. Planes are having collusion in the air. Well, people, you may not believe it, but there's something wrong somewhere. Well, no matter where you go, hear about a thing you never heard before. Strange things are happening every day.
Daylight fades, the evening darkness falls. Trees look just like creatures in shadows on the walls. can see how it might scare a woman who's out alone. Don't you worry none, 'cause I'd walk you home. It may seem a little spooky, but it's all right. Don't you worry now, it's just the night. It's just the night.
It's just the night.
Bats come out when the moon is in the sky. You hear a hoot owl in the distance, and you tremble inside. When the moon is full, sunset's a sign from hell. You could wind up a victim under some kind of evil spell. It may seem a little spooky, but it's all right. Don't you worry now, it's just the night. Wicked wind a-blowing makes shadows dance around. The cracks in the sidewalk look like snakes on the ground. You see lightning flash and you hear some thunder roll. You could walk a little bit faster, trying to make it to your door. Seem a little spooky, but it's all right. Don't you worry now, it's just the night. It's just the night.
It's just the night. It's just the night.
Yeah, that's the Del McCoury Band from the album It's Just the Night. Title track. Spooky stuff, huh? Before that, Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet. Strange Things from their self-titled debut full-length CD on Network Records. And before that was Sugar Nifty with the Hijab from their album Solar Shears on Compass Records. 9:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM. The Saturday Edge, the Edge on Folk. My name's Steve Edge, and I'll be with you till 12 noon today. If you want to give me a call, 604-822-2487 is the number. And maybe I can help. I don't know. If you need help, I'm not sure if you do. All right, we're going to carry on in a sort of a scary theme, but this is actually a very serious scariness, if you like. 50th anniversary this week of the third Spring Hill mining disaster in Nova Scotia, the big one. Affectionately called a bump, the underground earthquake caused by shifting all the coal strata and digging really deep down, and eventually the land just sort of shifts its position. 174 miners trapped underground, 74 didn't make it. Peggy Seeger, I think, wrote this song. This is a version by Irish singer Pauline Scanlon from her album Red Colour Sun, The Spring Hill Mining Disaster. And I've got a ghost story for you, and a fairly horrific tale from the Old West after that. Oh, it's all spine-tingling stuff here at CITR. We like that.
Out in the garden at midnight, The smell of a rose fills the air. Magdalena, she hides in the shadows. Her desire is almost too much to bear. All alone, she waits in the garden. The one she's forbidden to see. And as his arms reach out to embrace her, she knows the trouble that surely will be. Oh, Magdalena, the saints they are calling, the black moth that follows your name. Cry for the night, cry for your lover in the heart your life became. Oh, tu eres mi cariño, yo sé que no me olvidarás. Tu eres mi vida, tu eres mi todo, y eres mi corazón. Outside of the garden, and came the long, mournful cry of a dove. Sad and alone, a lonely heart breaking, wishing only to die for its love. Now all eyes are on Magdalena as she slowly walks holding a flag. As the ground starts to tremble, the walls start to crumble. Through the cries, she calls out his name. Oh, Magdalena, the saints, they have fallen. Your tears have all been in vain. Lost in the dust under the stones of the chapel, Magdalena will always remain. Mi cariño, yo sé que no me olvidarás. Tú eres mi vida, tú eres mi todo, y eres mi corazón. Tú eres mi vida, tú eres mi todo, y eres mi corazón.
From the south, one rainy autumn night, the sky above, the mud below. They walked into the Dickens bar, there was Mexican by sight, the sky above, and the mud below. They threw a horsehair bridle down, we trade this for whiskey rounds. The Deacon slammed a bottle down, the two men started drinking.
Hair was long and black, tied up behind their ears, the sky above and the mud below. Their faces were identical, like one man beside a mirror, the sky above and the mud below. Then someone whispered, that beats all their wanted posters on the wall. Twin brothers, name of Sandoval, horse thieves from Boquilla.
That bridle and the belts they wore were braided gray and black, the sky above, the mud below. Color of her own horse once belonged to Deacon Black, the sky above and the mud below. The fastest horse for miles around had been stolen from the old fairgrounds a month ago outside of town. We tracked him but never found him.
Well, the deacon was a preacher who'd fallen hard from grace, the sky above and the mud below. He owned a bar and a string of quarter horses that he'd raced, the sky above and the mud below. Yeah, Deacon, he could drink and curse, so he still quoted sacred verse. He was sheriff, judge, he owned a hearse, a man you did not anger. The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow. Two horse thieves from Mexico, drinking hard and singing.
One brother, he spoke English, so Deacon choirs as to their work. Sky above, mud below. Man says, mister, we braid horsehair, bridles, ropes, and quirts, the sky above and the mud below. This fine bridle I did make, her own horse killed by a leg bone break. He's horsehair rope now, horse meat steaks, we cleaned him to the bone.
Well, these brothers, they were ignorant, or didn't know just where they were, the sky above and the mud below. The deacon's face grew darker as he measured every word, the sky above and the mud below. You horsehair braiding sons of bitches stole my claimed earthly riches. Someone go and dig a ditch, there may well be a hanging.
Inside his shirt, searching for his gun, the sky above, mud below. Too late for Deacon, whipped around his sawed-off Remington, the sky above and the mud below. The twins, they raised their hands and sneered. Deke was grinning ear to ear. He says, court's in session, hear ye, hear ye. Yours truly is presiding.
Well, the trial commenced and ended quick. They didn't have a hope, the sky above and the mud below. Deke says, we'll cut your hair now, boys, and you can braid yourselves a rope, the sky above and the mud below. The Old Testament, it says somewhere, eye for eye and hair for hair, covet not thy neighbor's mare. I believe it's Revelation.
Now that fancy horse hair bridle, it hangs on Deacon's wall, the sky above and the mud below. Next to the wanted poster of the brothers Sandoval, the sky above, the mud below.
And the twisted rope so shiny black, the artifact that broke their neck, their craftsmanship he did respect. They should have stuck to braiding.
The sky above, the mud below, the wind and rain, the sleet and snow. The deacon's hearse is rolling slow
in the first blue light of morning.
From the Tom Russell album, The Wounded Heart of America, Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Tom Russell, The Sky Above and the Mud Below, a scary tale. Be very, very careful where you drink, especially if you do crafts like that. Yeah? Rick Shea before that, former sidekick of Dave Alvin, and from his album Sawbones, a very haunted tale of Magdalena. And the Spring Hill mining disaster from Irish singer Pauline Scanlon from her album Red Colour Sun on Compass Records before that. It's about 10:15 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, ubiquitously. My name's Steve Edge, 604-822-2487, if you want to give us a call. Carry on with another Tom Russell song now. Tom is coming back to town very soon on the 14th of November. And he's actually probably going to be in town on Monday, this coming Monday as well, just sort of getting ready to board the train, the songwriter train that's heading east. And then he's on the other one that's heading west a bit later, which finishes up here in Vancouver on the 14th. And he'll be doing a concert with another Texas songwriter, Butch Hancock, who's a member of the Flatlanders. And Butch hasn't played in Vancouver for a very long time. Great songwriter. So in a set, we got a song from Tom Russell. He didn't write this one, but he does a good version of it. It's a Dylan song. And then we'll have a song that Butch Hancock wrote and sings. And then we'll have a song from Eliza Gilkerson, who's also on that songwriter train, the Roots on the Rails thing. And she's playing this coming Monday night with Nina Gerber at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano, Monday at 8 o'clock. Eliza Gilkerson, and she'll conclude this set with a song from her latest album, Beautiful World. We start off with Tom Russell from the album Indians, Cowboys, Horses, Thieves, in no particular order. This is Bob Dylan's Seven Curses.
O'Reilly stole his stallion, but they caught and they brought him back, and they laid him down on the jailhouse ground with an iron chain around his neck. O'Reilly's daughter got the message that her father was gonna hang. She rode by night, rode by morning, with gold and silver in her hand. When the judge saw Riley's daughter, well, his old eyes deepened in his head, saying gold will never free your father. The price, my dear, is you instead. Well, I'm as good as dead, cried Riley, and it's only you that he does crave. And my skin would surely crawl if he touches you at all. Get on your horse and ride away. Oh, father, you will surely die if I don't take the chance and try and pay the price and not take your advice. For that reason, I'll have to stay. Thank you. The gallows shadow shook the evening. In the night, a hound dog bayed. In the night, the grounds were groaning. In the night, the price was paid. The next morning, she had awoken to find that the judge had never spoken. She saw that hanging branch abending. She saw her father's body broken. These be seven curses on a judge so cruel that one doctor will not save him, that two healers will not heal him, that three eyes will not see him, four ears will not hear him, five walls will not hide him, that six diggers will not bury him, and that seven deaths shall never kill him.
Battles lost and won. 'Cause I'm